Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Brady Marks, it's great to be chatting to you again, but really some very sad news coming out of Israel about Staff Sergeant Barel Shmueli.
A very, very sad day. In fact, when I was posting it to social media, I was thinking to myself, you know, we're all familiar with the famous Hebrew song Al Kol Ele for all these things, the honey and the sting. And today we have felt both. We'll get to the honey a little later, but also the brutal, brutal sting. One of our finest, Barel Shmueli, 21 years old, fought literally for 9 days. And today, sadly, succumbed to his wounds. And our thoughts and our prayers are with his family. You know, when one of ours falls, our collective heart absolutely shatters. You know, we all feel that pain in Israel and beyond.
Yeah, very sad indeed. Let's talk some politics. Quite a historic meeting today between Gantz and Abbas, the two sides talking to each other for a change.
This is quite historic because this is the first time in a decade that we have seen a high-level Israeli official hold face-to-face meetings with Mahmoud Abbas. He's the Palestinian Authority president. And this really is a significant step forward. You know, while they did not speak about anything related to a possible peace between the two countries, they spoke mainly security and economic issues and improving both for both people. It came with the permission and with the blessing of Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, he who has just returned from another historic meeting, this time with President Biden in the United States. And this is really, really positive. You know, it's amazing. I saw somebody post to Twitter that while certain people are crying that, you know, people are supporting certain dairy product providers because they are Israeli owned. We are making significant steps forward in at least talking to each other. And the evidence is in that meeting. So we know what was discussed was improving the economy for the Palestinians. We want to see a strengthened leadership there, strengthened economy. It also, you know, for maybe if you want, for want of a better word, selfish reasons for Israel, we want to strengthen the leadership there so that we don't have to deal with an encroachment from Hamas. Because that is also a possibility. So an extraordinary meeting taking place and absolutely historic.
Another really historic meeting was the fact that Biden and Bennett met despite everything that was going on in Afghanistan and what Biden had to deal with. What is the backstory there, Arlene?
Well, we all know that the two leaders were scheduled to meet on Thursday. This was the first state visit by Prime Minister Bennett. And, you know, many people said to me, in light of the terror attack in Kabul, in Afghanistan, which saw the loss of 170 lives, including 13 U.S. servicemen and women. Why wasn't this canceled? Well, we have to understand that this was still a state visit and Naftali Bennett giving way probably to an older leader waiting out of respect. We also, despite, you know, what many people might think at the moment about the handling of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, we still can't forget about the fact that this is still the leader of the United States of America, Israel's strongest ally, also the leader of the free world. And it's important that these two leaders meet, especially in light of what's going on in the region, both from a peace perspective and also because we face the encroaching threat of Iran. So a very, very friendly meeting. You could tell by the body language, even though it was delayed by a day, they still met. They discussed the shared values of the two countries, our unshakable bond. The president said to the prime minister he hopes to establish a strong and lasting relationship with him. He has known every Israeli leader from Prime Minister Golda Meir and onwards. The prime minister reiterated that, you know, Israel will still make sure that we are in a situation where we can not have to rely on anybody to defend us. It's something that we take very, very seriously, that if need be, we can defend ourselves. The president gave us his assurance that he will not allow a nuclear Iran. And it was a very, very positive, very, very friendly meeting. Very interesting to see that the Prime Minister President Biden, shared a picture of him and Naftali Bennett sitting in his private dining room, which sends out a big signal. You know, he's allowed our Prime Minister into the inner sanctum, his personal sanctum, and has made very public that there is this strength of relationship between our two countries. And on return, the Prime Minister said that he believes that we accomplished all our goals in going to Washington. So a very successful trip all around.
I'm fascinated listening to that. My brain's ticking over with what to do with that information, because I'm thinking Biden, this wasn't his finest hour, what he did in Afghanistan. And one wonders to what extent Bennett's visit was an opportunity for him to kind of get things back on track with the American people, not with the Israelis.
Well, I don't think the American people feel one way or the other that he met with Prime Minister Bennett. I do have to be honest. I think they're very, very concerned by the handling of the situation in Afghanistan. And of course, you know, while I don't know exactly what the PM was thinking, but I'm sure at the back of his mind, he's also probably thinking to himself, you know, I've got to ensure that no matter what, we are never put into a situation where we as a country feel let down by any leader. So I think he was very, very careful to tread the line between stressing that, you know, we can rely on ourselves for our own defense, but also making sure that he showed the deference and the respect as due the leader of Israel's strongest ally. But a lot of discussion in the media here amongst us analysts, amongst pundits, about Biden and the way that this whole situation in Afghanistan has been handled. And many of us looking at the media coverage thinking, you know, from the left to the right, there seems to be a consensus, very critical of his handling of the withdrawal. And perhaps President Biden is receiving some of the treatment that his predecessor faced in the media.
Interesting stuff. Let's move on to the story about riots on the border with Gaza for the second night in a row. Has this still got to do with Qatari money, or has this moved on to something else?
I think it started with Qatari money, but I think it has escalated into something else. And I think especially now that we have seen a high-level conversation taking place between Defense Minister Gantz and President Abbas, I think if anything, Hamas are going to want to express their dissatisfaction in some way. They've already expressed it verbally by condemning the meeting. And I think they're going to egg on these riots. They also threatened over the weekend to continue with sending incendiary balloons, which they did do. In response to that, Israeli Air Force jets struck targets in the Gaza Strip. So I don't think that this is going to abate anytime soon. I think we're going to see them trying to push for a significant uptick in riots along the border.
Let's leave it on a positive note this afternoon, Rolene. Israel's weekend of medals at the Paralympics, I believe we're doing quite well.
Well, can I just say, I started by talking about the honey and the sting and the brutal sting. Let's talk about the honey. It is raining medals at the Paralympics for Israel. Now, I am extremely partial to the Paralympics. I think it shows the absolute tenacity, strength of spirit, and the best of humanity. But Israel taking a historic 7 medals so far, 4 gold, Simon, 4 gold, 2 silver and a bronze. Just beautiful. 4 times seeing Hatikva Sang in Tokyo. just the pride, the immense joy on the faces of our athletes, the brilliant Mark Mallya, who has taken 2 golds and a bronze for swimming. He was born with cerebral palsy. He's competing in the Paralympics along with his twin brother, who was born with the same condition. The incredible Ami Dadon today, who's confined to a wheelchair, a gold for swimming. Moran Samuels, a silver. We had Ami Dadon with a silver earlier this weekend. And of course, Israeli Arab, extraordinary athlete. He is deaf. He is mute. He has lost the use of his 2 legs. Iyad Shalabi, still managing to take a gold in the swimming pool for backstroke for the state of Israel. Really, really just beautiful.
Rolene Marks, great to chat to you again. Massive smile on my face, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
You and me both, my friend. Tomorrow, we're back hopefully with better news. Yep.